time for our catch-up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Description, where we look at some forthcoming audio-described events. Could be theatres, could be festivals, could be museums and galleries. Quite a mixed bag. Anne, thank you very much for joining us.
Lovely to be with you again, Alan.
And wonderful weather as well at the moment, and I'm sure you'll be hoping that that continues because you're going to be involved with Glastonbury.
I am, yes. I'm very much looking forward to it and keeping everything crossed that it doesn't turn into a mud bath. I think my mud bath days are a little bit behind me now. So, yes, I'll be there at Glastonbury. I'll be one of a team of sighted guides. So I really would encourage anybody who's going along, who might be partially sighted, blind, who feels like they might benefit from a bit of assistance, then to come along to the access area, make themselves known to us, and we can be available to take them wherever they need to be. I'm also going to be recording some guides to the installations on site. There's an amazing exhibition called Carhenge, which recreates the shape of the stones at the monument Stonehenge, but instead of stone pillars, the artist uses old cars. So you have these amazing cars upended in the earth with other cars balanced across the top. So that's quite an experience walking around those. There's a fairground, so we'll be describing that. Pinball machines, robots that sing. So all these features that are there all of the time. Then there'll be QR codes so that people can access the audio description, and then we'll be available to help anybody around who needs a bit of guiding, who maybe needs help getting onto the platforms, or who would just like a bit of description, because obviously it isn't just the music, although it's mainly about the music, but there are theatre shows and circus shows and walkabout shows and all kinds of things that are going on all the time. So I think there are six of us available to just be called upon and help anyone who needs it.
That'll help you get your steps in, and that's a big sight to go around as well.
It is a big sight. I went for the first time last year. I couldn't believe how many steps I did in a day. I think a big part of it is learning the layout so you can help people with the orientation. Because somebody might say, well, I want to be at that act at the pyramid stage, and then I want to be at the next one there. And you have to explain, actually, it's going to take you half an hour to walk from that one to that one. So you probably can't do both. So pick and choose what you would like to do. Maybe we could go to this one, which is a little bit nearer after the pyramid. But yes, it is. It's like a small town, really.
A challenge, nonetheless. I'm sure you and the guys are up for that. What a great service to offer as well for people coming along. Let's go back to some more traditional audio description, and we're off to the theatre now, and the classic that is Chicago.
And all that jazz. We love Chicago. It's just one of those classy, stylish musicals. It's fairly minimally staged. You have the band in the centre, facing the audience, which I always really enjoy, watching what the musicians are doing. You have these slick choreographed numbers. It's based in the 1920s, but I think the story behind it is just so much part of our everyday lives, because it's about how the public loves to hear a bad news story or a shocking story. So it's murder, corruption, greed, all those things that we love to hear about, and of course, which make the newspapers and make the news. And we meet two powerful women, Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly, and there's rivalry going on between them as to basically who can get the most publicity, so that once they get out, assuming they're not hanged for their crimes, they can go out on a vaudeville tour and wow the audiences with their dancing and singing. So it has Mama Morton, Billy Flynn, these great characters. And my colleague Remy will be describing Chicago in Wolverhampton on the 28th of June, as I will still be in a field at Worthy Farm.
Sounds great. And let's move on to, or out of the theatre now, we're moving on to an exhibition.
I thought people might like to know about this exhibition. It's by an artist called Jason Wilshire. He is a disabled artist and he is taking over the space in Wakefield. He creates these bold, colourful pieces. Some are fiberglass and some are inflatables. And it's fun, it's bold, it's bright, it's colourful. It's the sort of thing you can bring children to. You can have your photo taken surrounded by these big sculptures. And I think it's just fun. It's great that the Wakefield organisation are arranging for 4 tours, 2 in July, 2 in August. They're really hoping that members of the visually impaired community will come along and listen to the audio description and explore the artwork. Jason's very keen for people to get involved and to interact with his work. And he has sent me quite a bit of information about why he has created the sculptures, a little bit about his life, so we can share that information with visitors as well. So I think a really nice exhibition to come along and enjoy in the summertime. The first of the exhibitions is at 3 o'clock on July the 2nd. The second is on the 12th of July, and that one's at 2 o'clock. But I would recommend if you just drop us an email, we can give you all the details of the different times and where the meeting place will be.
Okay, let's go back to the theatre then, Anne.
I don't know if you're brave enough, Alan. My describer, who is providing the audio description for Ghost Stories, had to take her husband with her the first time she went to see it because she was so scared. It is one of those that makes you jump, that really startles you, that makes the audience gasp. So the audio description becomes even more important and even more essential so that our listeners can respond at exactly the same time as the sighted audience. Now, as you know, we normally do touch tours, and normally we take people on stage wherever we can to provide a walk around the set, a feel of the props and costumes. Sometimes the actors come and say hello as well. But for this one, we can't actually take people on stage because we can't give any tricks away in the set. But because we can't go on stage, the company have very kindly arranged for us to have a touch tour around some of the props and costumes and other items. So that will take place in a bar front of house before the performance. So we don't miss out from that side of things, but there are little secrets and things that we must not give away, otherwise we wouldn't all be jumping out of our skin.
Sounds amazing. Where and when is that one, Anne?
That one's in Wolverhampton as well. That's on the 5th of July. That's a 5 p.m. performance, which is a little unusual for a Saturday matinee. And then we will also be describing it elsewhere on tour. So again, just check in with us or check with a theatre near you to make sure audio description is being offered, because I think you really need it for this one in order to get the full effect of the scary play.
It does sound amazing. And if anyone would like to find out about the stuff we've been discussing today, or indeed any of the audio described offerings that you have, how do they get in touch?
If you'd like to check the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And if you go to the events page, you'll find a calendar there, and that gives all the details of the shows for the rest of this year and into next year. If you've got a question, please do email us, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And then we do put all the latest information, especially about touch tours and so on. That goes onto our Facebook page, which is Mind's Eye Description, and also the Instagram, which is Mind's Eye Description. And also we're at Mind's Eye Arts. So lots of ways to get in touch. We love to hear from people. We love to get feedback. Tell us what you like, what you didn't like. So do just drop us a line if you, especially if you have a query or you want to pass something on.
Some great offerings there, and I love the set of ghost stories. That does sound really, really good. We will catch up with you again next month though for some more audio described treats. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.